kind of cool. Thank you.
Okay, so let's go on in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Hani Galgalidi Delifto. Rashi Roshi Lefosos. Some kind of Yerek. I think the lefis in English is a turnip. Not positive. Anyway, Parminu Prima Rabba Vaipri Adama. Prima Zutta Shakal Niyabadvai. If you dice it up fine, Rav Huna said, if you dice it up fine, it becomes a shahakol. But if you do it in bigger pieces, then it's still a bayir pi adoma. Kiasan lebe Rav Yehuda amalon. Then when I came to Rav Yehuda, he said, idiv idiv bayir pi adoma. It doesn't lose the bayir pi adoma, even if you cut it up very small. But hayde pain minu tvei, that you cut it up very small, keichi dinim tektaime, it makes it sweeter. So therefore, it doesn't lose the brach. So what does Rashi say? A little bit cryptic gemar. Rashi says, Parminu, right, use the French word, Prima Zutta, Greusi, Ubashochle Chaikoi. It's talking about when it's, we're not talking about Mubashu, we're talking about Ruach. But the fact that you cut it up, what does Rashi mean? And if it was cooked, would the din would be different? Chor, the din would be the same. If you cook it, we pass Mishlokas, doesn't lose the Rocha. Rashi just means we're not in the Gemara anymore of Shlokas. The issue here is not that it was cooked. If it was cooked, it would make a difference. But the issue here is not the cooking. The issue is the cutting, the dicing. And because when you dice it up small, so it's a greyasa, and it loses the bracha. That's the nidun. And that's what Rav Huna held. And Rav Yehuda held that it's not a greyasa. Okay? It's a malyusa. It makes it sweeter. So we have a new idea. That when you cut a vegetable up into very small pieces, it's a greyasa, and it causes it to lose the bracha. So v'pshutoy or efshalema, that Rashi's l'shitasoy, the Rashi's l'shitasoy by the sugya of trima. The Gemara said that trima. We had a Gemara earlier that trima. I forget who the Amar was. That trima is bari pi adama. Bracha prima is bari pi adama. Trima is dvash tamar. Who was the Amar over there? Rava said, Trima's Bari Pi Adama. So Rashi over there said, I said to you, because by Truma also, you chayav Karen Mechaimish by Truma, so you see that it's Mutal Asayse Truma. You're allowed to take dates and turn them into Trima. So you see that it doesn't lose the Bracha. So Mele, it doesn't lose the Bracha either. So Rashi said that this Trima, which is crushed dates. So Rashi said it's kosush ksas. It's only a little bit crushed. So you remember the Truma Sedeshin is Medayik and Rashi, that if it will be Merusik Lagamri, then it would tackle lose the brach. So Yef Shalomer, the Rashi's little Rashi over here is Lashitosa. That's the pshat here as well. That if you cut the lefes into very small pieces, it's like a date that was Merusik Lagamri, and therefore it loses the brach. Be a chiddush because it's not merusuk lagami. It's small pieces, but it's not merusuk. It's not merusuk lagami. And the emes is I'm not sure because Rashi loshen that it's a greyasa. It's a greyasa. I don't know why Rashi needs to say it's a greyasa. You should say it loses the tzurusha. It loses the shempri. Merusuk lagami. The issue is not that it's a greyasa necessarily. The issue is that it loses the shempri. A little bit mashma, I think, in Rashi that it's not the din of Merusuk L'Gamri. Forget. This is not Merusuk L'Gamri. It's more like Kotosh Ksas. Mitzah, they didn't lose the Tzur Sefri. There's a Nuchisar, that it's Garua. That a Lefes, so you cut it up into very small pieces, so it's Garua, and if it's Garua, it goes down to Shakal. It doesn't do with dates. Dates are not Garua. make dates into paste sakarua. It's a different issue that if it's merusak lagami, it loses the tzuras arpi. But over here, it's a different chisaron. It's a chisaron hagam. It's not merusak lagami. It's more like kotush ksas. But if you cut it up into very small pieces, so then it's a grayus. And Rabbi Yehuda's chayla. Rabbi Yehuda says no. It's hakanat a grayus. It's a malusa because it becomes sweeter. It is a big nafkamin also. If you learn that this is the same din as Rashi over there by Trimo, that merusak lagami loses the bracha. So then when Rava says that if it makes it better, so it doesn't lose the bracha, then that would be true there also, that if it makes it sweeter, somehow it wouldn't lose the bracha. But if it's two different nidoinim, then one doesn't follow. It could be merusak lagami loses the bracha, even if it does become sweeter, because it loses the tzur sepri. It's a different problem. Here it didn't lose the tzur sepri. It's small pieces, but it's not merusak lagami. It's a different problem. It's the etzim fact that it's garua makes it into a shakal. We've already had this idea that something that's garua is a shakal, even if it has a tzura sapri. For example, a raw cabbage. Raw cabbage is a shakal. Why? It certainly has a tzura sapri, but it's garua. Nobody eats it raw. But we had Tyson learns by tumi ukrasi, even after you cook tumi ukrasi. So Tyson learns, well, I shouldn't learn that way, but Tyson learned that really shlokas is bari pi adama. So why is tumi ukrasi shakal after you cook it? So he said, because it's garua. Things that are garua, they lose the bracha. So al derech zeh, Rav Huna held that when you cut something up into small pieces, it becomes garua, and because it's garua, it loses the bracha. So Huda says that it's not garua because it's more musik. The chayav be nafkamina l'dino in this gemara. The chayav comes out of this gemara chiddush din. That if you have a pre and you cut it up into very small pieces, and that makes it garua, and if it's a kind of pre or vegetable that doesn't have this feature of becoming sweeter when you cut it up into small pieces, then the bracha will go down to shakal. It's a little bit harder. The Rif and the Rambam don't bring this gemara at all. So why don't they bring this gemara? So if the only issue is lefes, I have to say they don't bring the gemara because if there's no gemara, if there's no Rambam, there's no Rif on it. So then, I'm a stomach. So Bari Piyadama. Why should I think it's not a Bari Piyadama? But the Riff at least should have brought this Gemara to tell me the Chiddush Din that if you cut something up into very small pieces and it's not made more sweet thereby, so then the bracha goes down to shakal. It's a Chiddush Din. Why the Riff should bring down this Gemara to tell me this Chiddush Din? That if you cut a vegetable up very small, if you dice it up very small, so it loses the bracha, unless it becomes mosig tfei like a lefes. Just a little bit of horror over here. Why the Rif and the Rambam for that matter? Why they didn't bring this Gemara down? They didn't bring this Gemara down la'alocha. So there's an interesting word from Rav Fol Shapiro. Rav Fol Shapiro was the son-in-law of the Nesiv. He's the father-in-law of Chaim Bisker, and he was a Shiv and a Lozen. And we have a Swarm Teres Rav Fol. Very interesting Swarm. So Rav Fol Shapiro wants to say that the Rif learned that the reason why it loses the bracha over here, he says like this. He says that by Trimo, so Rashi says by Trimo that if it's Rashi implies by Trimo that if it's Merusak L'Gamrei, so then it goes down to a Shehakol. Trimo is only called Tush Ksas, like the Trimo Sedesh. But the Rif and the Rambam are not Mashma, the Rambam says Beferish. That if you took dates and you made them into a paste, into an isa, so it retains the bracha of Bar Pietz. In other words, the Rif learned that Trima is Merusak L'Gamrei. He didn't think there's any distinctions. Trima is Merusak L'Gamrei, and nonetheless it has the bracha of Bar Pietz. So it says in that Gemara, the Rava said in that Gemara that when you take a pre and you turn it into a paste, you turn it into a paste, it doesn't lose the bracha, it retains the bracha of Bari Pietz. And this Gemara of Huna says, if you take a vegetable and you just cut it up into small pieces, and you didn't even turn it into a paste, you just cut it up into small pieces, it already loses the bracha. So, says Rav Fol, the Rif and the Rambam learned that it's Taka Machlekes. That this sugya, that Rav Huna over here is Chaylik and Rava. Rava holds that if the fact that you cut a vegetable up into small pieces, or not only small pieces, your mom is ground it up into a paste, like dates, and it still has the bracha of Bari Pietz. And Rav Huna is chaylik. Rav Huna says if you take a vegetable and you cut it up into small pieces, so it loses the bracha and it goes down to a shakal. And Melel, the Rif and the Rambam were doiche Rav Huna because they held the halacha like Rav, not like Rav Huna. Then he says an extra knage, and this is very typical of Rav Shapiro. He says Rafunus l'shitasa. Rav Shapiro would like very much to make things amirim panoyim and amirim l'shitasa. That was his trademark. In Volozhin, they used to say a joke that somebody was walking down the street in Volozhin, and he saw Abai walking down the street, and he said, Abai, what are you doing over here? So Abai said to him, Rav Rafael, let me here l'shitasa. So like he dragged me in. So he dragged in Rafunah l'shitasa, because it's Yerushalmi says, here I have a lesson, Yerushalmi says it's in Perek Vav Halach Aleph. Yerushalmi says, Rafunah said that Hani Shosis, right, we had to talk more about Shosiso, Umursa Shchikta, and ground up Mursa, Mivorach Aleim Shakal Niyam Midvari. So what's Mursa, ground up Mursa? So the Pneumatia learns that Mursa means tomorrow, ground up dates. So it's better than the famous Yerushalmi that Rav Huna holds that ground up dates are Shehakal. But Rava said that ground up dates, Trima, is Bari Priyates. So that's a Rashi Taka Mechalik, ground up a little bit, ground up a lot, but the Ram doesn't have that Chiluk. The Ram passes ground up dates, Trima is even like a paste. So you see the Pharish in Yerushalmi that Rav Huna is Cholek and Rava, and Rav Huna holds a ground up date, Taka go down to Shakel. Says Rav Huna Shapiro, Rav Huna l'shitosei. Rav Huna l'shitosei holds ground up dates a Shakel. So ground up lefis, not like ground up, even small pieces are a Shakel. But we don't pass them like Rav Huna, not in Yerushalmi, not in the, we pass them like Rava. That ground up dates are very pates. If ground up dates are very pates, then ground up lef is very pates also. And that's why the roof and the ram don't bring this gemara la halacha. Yeah, let's see later. If it's not a lot of flour, then it's Bari Pi Adoma. The lifsa, the mashiba kimcha tvei, if there's more flour, the one that's made out of lefis that has more flour, that's Bari Mini Mizainus. The hodoma itividi Bari Pi Adoma, the hide the shoddy kimcha tvei, the buke ba'al ma'adila. It's only Ladabik, so Ladabik doesn't have a din of Bari Mini Mizainus. So this gemara we already talked about in the past. I don't know why to go over it so much again today. Just as a reminder, the maskon of the gemara is very clear. The maskon of the gemara is that even though we have a rule that bari minu that dogon chameshes minu dogon, whenever you have a tafshil that has chameshes minu dogon, we have the memory of Rav and Shmuel called sheish be mechameshes aminim mevrochen al bari minu mizaynus. That even if it's a miyot ingredient, bari minu mizaynus dogon always takes over and it's a bari minu mizaynus. But the Rambam says that's only if it's not ledabek lereyachil etzeva. But it's Ladabek L'Reyach L'Tzeva, then the Dogon is not the doesn't take over, and it doesn't have a din of a Maisik there, and the Bracha is you ignore the Dogon, and the Bracha is whatever the thing is mostly made out of. So that's the Nuakas from this Gemara, that Ladabek doesn't have this special quality of being of this Dogon quality, and so on. But Shah is always the Havamina Gemara. The Gemara in the Havamina didn't have the Svar L'Chayr of Ladabek. And the Mar nonetheless made a distinction between a lot of flour and a little flour. What's the difference if there's a lot of flour or a little flour? Manashach. If you have the concept of Ladabek, then even if it's a lot of flour, but it's only Ladabek, like the Gemara said, the Maskana. And if you don't have the concept of Ladabek, so then Dogon always takes over. So what's the Chiluk if you have a lot of Dogon or a little Dogon? Like, why did the Gemara have him, you know, that it makes a difference if it was Mashiba Kimcha or wasn't Mashiba Kimcha? Before the Gemara knew about Ladabek. So if you don't know, but if we don't have the concept of ladabek, then the rule is called sheish b'mechamesh saminim. So why should there be a difference if there's a lot of flour or a little flour? So the Avnei Nezer wanted to say from here, this is stuff that we talked about again, I'm not, just to remind you. So the Avnei Nezer wanted to say that you see from this Gemara, this is the mocha for Taisus, that Avnei Nezer learned in Taisus by the sugya, the beginning of the sugya of Rav Shmuel, that Avnei Nezer learned up in Taisus that the din that called sheish b'mechamesh saminim, you make it on the bracha of Bari Minim Zaynus, is only if there's enough dogon that it's soyed. But if there's not enough dogon that it's soyed, then Rav and Shmuel's halacha doesn't apply. He says, that's the pshat. Where did Tosfos get it from? He got it from this Gemara. That you see in this Gemara that, all right, the Maskana Gemara is that there's a new concept of Ladabik, but then the Havamim didn't know about Ladabik. And yet we said that only a lot of flour makes it very minuzayis. A little bit of flour doesn't. Why? It's still nice and tight. The answer is because it's not soy. A lot of flour is soy. A little bit of flour is not soy. I've come from Lavna Nesim. L'maisa, we saw the deek, when we were learning the sugya, we saw the deek in Taisa is not muchuch. So in Taisa is rosh, it's not like the deek of the Lavna Nesim. So then, what's going on in this gemara? The Rambam doesn't bring such a distinction. The Rambam says if the dogman is latam, then it's mezainis, and if it's ladabek, then it's not mezainis. So how does it end up happening in gemara? The chayyim is nice and tam. If it's not nice and tam, there's nothing to talk about. The chayyim is nice and tam. Even a little bit of flour, the chayyim is nice and tam. If it's not nice and tam, what's it doing there? The chayyim is nice and tam. Unless it's so little that it's not nice and tam, then why is it? So the Mustama, the Pashat answer is that the Gemara always knew that this concept of Ladavik. That's not Mishadish and Maskal. The Gemara always knew the concept of Ladavik. The Gemara thought a little bit of flour is Ladavik, but a lot of flour is already Linus in this time. And the Maskal and Gemara, no, it's not true. Even when you put a lot of flour, it's still only Ladavik. And therefore, it doesn't lose the Brach. It doesn't, the Dogon doesn't take over, rather, and it has the Brach of Bari Pi Adam and not Bari Minim Zainis. Yeah, let's see weiter. Omer Chisto, Tashel Shal Trodin. In modern Hebrew, Trodin is spinach. I'm not sure if that's what it is in Talmudic Hebrew. I don't know. Probably can maybe check it out. Tashel Shal Trodin, Yofel Alei, V'Tov Leinayim, V'Kol Shekhen Lebnei Meayim. It's very healthy. It's good for your heart. It's good for your eyes. It's good for your stomach. Omer Abayi, V'Hud Yosef, V'Bei Tup Ta Tofi, V'Ovid Teich Teich. Only if it's really, really cooked very well. Okay. Amra Papa. Pshitali, Maya de Silka ke Silka, Umaya de Lifso ke Lifso, Umaya de Kulishaki ke Kulishaki. That's another question to me, says her Papa, that the water in which you cook lefes and silka and beets and all vegetables, the water in which you cook vegetable suplicha. So the bracha is about a Bayer Piyadama, as the bracha of the vegetables. But Bayer Papa, or Papa was not sure about, was Maya the Shifsumai. What about the water in which you cook Shevis? Shevis is dill. Dill. So Limsuke Taima Abdi, is the dill there to give it a taste? Then it's Bari Piyadoma. Eilavuri Zuma Abdi Lo, or is it only to remove the bad taste in the something bad in the water? So then it's not gonna be Bari Piyadoma. Toshma has Shevis, Mishan Nosna Tam Bikdeira and Mishan Truma. Shevis is quality that once you when you put it into a kdeira, when you cook it, all the time goes out, and what's left, the dill itself loses all of its time. Carrots, even if you cook the carrots still taste like carrots, but the dill, after the dill is you put the dill into the water, so all the flavor goes out, and what remains behind is an eitz bi'alma. So therefore, once it's nice and tam b'kdeiro, so the shevis itself, it's not chayv and truma, and it's not matam and tumas eichlin, it loses the whole din of eichlin. But akaponim, the lashon is, it's nice and tam in the kdeiro, not that it's maver zuma in the kdeiro. So shema mino, lem tuke taima avdi lo shema mino. So you see, it's there to give taste. So therefore, it'll have the same din as any other vegetable, and the water in which you cook shevis will have a dinner, will have a bracha b'ri piyadom. Fine. So shteit on this gemara, this is a very important gemara. The gemara here says that that cooked vegetables, the water in which you cook vegetables, the soup in which you cook the vegetables, has a bracha of Bayer Priya Adoma. So Shayim asked, this we also talked about in the past, but now really I want to talk a little bit to Aram Chadashim. So we had the Shayim will ask, why is this any different than the din? How could this be? Why is this better than Dusha de Tamri? I had a Gemara before in Nachamet Ches, that Dusha de Tamri, take dates. And you squeeze out the juice. So the juice that comes out, the honey that comes out, has a bracha of shahakal. So the Gemara says it's a tzezeya ba'alma. Tzezeya ba'alma, if you squeeze out the oil, you squeeze out the wine. So that's tirish v'yitzah, that has a bracha, that retains the bracha of bari p'eitz. Oil is bari p'eitz, and wine is bari p'eitz. But other fruit, even dates, if you squeeze them, the juice that comes out, the shahakal li'avadori, because it's called a tzezeya ba'alma. All the Shayim ask, Adam Shalim asked, why is that any different than vegetable soup? How if the juice that comes out of the fruit is Zayah Ba'alma, and I don't look at it as being the fruit, I look at it as just some kind of byproduct of the fruit. So the water in which you cook the carrots, how could that be? The juice that comes out of an apple juice is Zayah Ba'alma, and carrot soup is a Bari Pi Adama. How can the Shluchar, the soup is only Zayah Ba'alma? I mean, what is the soup? The soup is, at least the juice is a water that came organically out of the fruit. Here you have it, the water is not even organically from the fruit. It's just I put the fruit into the water, so Chor should certainly be a Zeh Ba'alma. So Chor, how do these two Gemaras live together? So in Rishayim, there's two Terutzim. The Rosh says, Rosh here in the Sugya, Simon Yilches, we'll start with the Rosh. Talk to the Rosh first. The Rosh says that Yoyser Yesh Tam Hapri through Bishul then through Skita. When you cook vegetables in water, the water has the time of the vegetables more than the juice has the time of the fruit. It means when you cook carrots in water, the water is Makabel Tam from the carrots. So the taste that you're getting is the taste of the carrots. So that's Takabari Pi Adam. On the other hand, when you squeeze an apple and you get out juice, so the taste of the juice is not the taste of the apple. So what does that mean? It's not the taste of the apple? Doesn't it taste a lot like apple? So we said at the time, we were learning that sugya, a lot of taste like apple. But that's because the juice happens to have the same taste as the apple, but it didn't get the taste from the apple. The juice has a taste, Mishar Atzmai, but it's not a taste that it absorbed from the apple. The juice has a time of the atzmai. So that's not called that it was makabel time from the apple, and therefore it has a egana taste. It has its own taste of it tastes like apple juice, but it's not a taste that it got from the apple. It didn't suck the taste out of the apple. It has a taste from itself. So that's not called bari pi'etz, and that's a zeh ba'alma and it's shakal mi'avadvar. That kind of from the Rosh. So a lot of achayim understand pshat in the Rosh that it's like a tam ke'ikah dekadim. Din tam ke'ikah. We know there's a concept of tam ke'ikah in halacha. So here also it's tam ke'ikah when you cook vegetables in water. So since the water have tam of the vegetables, so have you say tam ke'ikah. So the water, din tam ke'ikah, the water becomes a bari pi'adama. But the juice doesn't have, there's no tam ke'ikah. The juice doesn't have the tam of the apple. That's its own tam, which is maybe very happens to be very similar to apple juice, to apple taste, but it's its own taste. So therefore, it's not bari pi'adama. So when we learned the sugya, we had a kasha. Steer in the Rosh. Afterwards, I saw the Pnei Shua asked to steer. There's a Chuvas HaRosh, which we did inside. But not everybody was here last semester. So anyway, there's a Chuvas HaRosh. Chuvas HaRosh is talking about, among other things, he's talking about beer. And why don't you make a Bari Pi Adama on beer? That may be a Bari Minim Zainis even. Not a Bari Minim Zainis, at least a Bari Pi Adama. After all, the beer is makabel tam from the grain. So kolapocha shavadina shavabracha bari pi adama. Why is it different than meishlokas? Why is beer different than tomato soup? If tomato soup is bari pi adama, then beer should be bari pi adama. Says the Rosh there in the tshuva, it's not the same. He says when you cook vegetable soup, so you want to eat the vegetables. You also want to eat the vegetables. I think the Rosh and the Rosh and Mashma that eat, you're even primarily eating the vegetables. You want to have cooked vegetables. Together with the cooked vegetables, there's also, you're also making soup. So there, the bracha is bari pi adama. But in the case of the beer, you throw away the grain. Whatever remains solids, you throw away. You're only interested in the liquid. So that has a din of shakal mi'avadvar. And the Rosh goes on and he says, and even if you yourself, for some reason, are only eating the soup and you're not eating the vegetables, he says, let's say the guy's a chayla. So for the chayla, it's good to have the soup, but the vegetables are too hard for him because he's very sick, so he can't swallow the vegetables, but we're giving him the soup. So then the chayla, for him already, it's only we're only interested in the soup. So it doesn't matter. Since when you cook vegetable soup, then most people cook the vegetable soup for the vegetables too. So the bracha is bari pi adama on the soup. And even if you're only eating the soup, it's also bari pi adama. But by beer, people make beer. Everybody makes beer for the liquid, not for the salads. So therefore, the bracha is shakal mi'avadvar. That kind of chuvas HaRosh. So we were very busy with that Chuas Rosh when we were doing the Taisus about beer and so on. But Akoponim, the Pnei Shua asks, if that's true, that this whole din, that vegetable soup is Bari Pi Adoma, is only when you want to eat the vegetables also, so then the vegetable soup becomes Bari Pi Adoma. So then what's the Rosh's kasha from juice? What's the kasha altogether? By juice, you throw away the apple. Right, people, when you juice an apple, what do you do with the pulp that remains? You drink the juice, and what do you do with the rest of the apple? You throw it away. So that means you're only interested in the liquid. So even by vegetable soup, if you would cook vegetable soup, and if by vegetable soup you were only interested in the liquid and you weren't interested in the vegetables, then it would also be shakal miyavadvari. So kushimei karalesa, so what's bothering the Rosh? Why does the Rosh have to make this other distinction that by soup it gets tam from the vegetables, and by juice the juice doesn't really get tam from the fruit? Let's say, why do I need that distinction? There's a pasuk of the distinction, the same distinction he makes in the Tshuva Sarosh. That by vegetable soup itself, the only reason why the vegetable soup is Bari Pi Adoma is because I mostly want to eat the vegetables. So once I'm making a Bari Pi Adoma on the vegetables, I make a Bari Pi Adoma on the soup also. But Lu Yitzur, I had a kind of vegetable where when I make it into soup, I only drink the soup and I throw out the vegetable, like beer. So then the bracha is hakashakal niyavadvar. So juice, you throw away the apple and you only keep the juice. So the bracha shakal niyavadvar. So I have right away, I have a pashut answer to the steer in the Rosh. So why does the Rosh have to give this other answer? Kitzur, it's a contradiction in the Rosh. The Rosh in the Tshuva is not talking about juice, it's talking about beer. But he makes this distinction that beer is shakal because I'm not interested in the grain, I'm only interested in the water. Vegetable soup is Bari Pi Adoma because I eat the vegetables too. So why does the Rosh in the Psokim, that's the Rosh in the Tshuva. So why does the Rosh in the Psokim ask the Kasha that what's the difference between juice and vegetable soup? And he says this very counterintuitive distinction that by juice it really does not have time from the pre, and by vegetable soup it has time from the pre. What does he need it for? He has right away an answer. The answer that he gave from the tshuva is an answer for this problem too. That's the kashrut of the issue. We also grappled this problem there, that I don't think we said a teretz, but I think maybe we could say a teretz. What's the svara of the Rosh and the Tshuva? What's the svara that when I cook vegetable soup and I make vegetable soup, because I want to eat the vegetables also, therefore the soup becomes Bari Pi Adoma. Even if I don't eat the vegetables, and important to stress, it's not like Menin Iker V'Tofel. The Rosh says B'Ferish, even if this guy's a Chayla and he's not going to eat the vegetables. He's only going to drink the soup. So you can't say that it's midin ikar v'tofel, that the soup is tofel to the vegetables. This chayla is not going to eat the vegetables altogether. But since, and maybe when you made the soup, you made it for a chayla. So when you made this soup, you were even making it for you were mostly interested in the soup. You weren't interested in the vegetables. Nonetheless, since most people, when they make vegetable soup, they want to eat the vegetables too. So therefore the bracha is Bari Pi Adoma. What's the svar? Why does that make sense? So the chayla, the svar is Mishutai. Now, what the Rosh is saying is that when you make vegetable soup, it's one dish. It's vegetable soup. The vegetable soup has in it vegetables and soup. Vegetables and broth. That's vegetable soup. Vegetable soup is Bari Pi Adoma. In other words, it's one tafshil. I don't look at it when I'm making something just a liquid. But when you make vegetable soup, since you're interested in eating the vegetables too, the Rosh again is mashmah. They're even mostly interested in most people when they make vegetable soup. They want to eat the vegetables. I don't know what it is nowadays. But then the Kofanim and the Rosh say most people when they cook vegetable soup, they're interested in the vegetables also. They want it, and primarily, with the vegetables is also going to be a soup. So then the soup with the vegetables is one tafshil. It's one dish. And that dish is Bari Pi Adoma. Because then it gets a shem. Of shlok. Shlok means vegetable soup. And vegetable soup is vegetable. It's called vegetable soup for a reason, because it's vegetable-y. And so the whole thing has a shem of vegetable soup, and vegetable soup is Bari Pi Adoma. And even if I only drink the soup, but since it's made with vegetables, and that's the recipe, and it's eaten with the vegetables, so the whole thing has a shem of vegetable soup. And on vegetable soup, the vegetables give their chashivas to the whole soup, and the whole thing has a bracha Bari Pi Adoma. Even if you only drink the soup, Shabbat. Mashenke, my beer, says the Rosh, by beer, it's not a grain drink. I'm not eating. By beer, I'm only making beer. Beer is not a vegetable. So it doesn't have the bracha, Baruch Pi Adama. That's the point. So in other words, the kitzur, what I want to say is that the svara of the Tshuva Sarosh is that by vegetable soup, since you want to eat the vegetables too, so it's one thing, it's one tafshul. Since it's one tafshul, the vegetables with the soup, it's one thing, so mimela, it has one bracha, Baruch Pi Adama. I don't divide the bracha. So I thought like this. So now that's the Russian, the Tshuva. Now the Russian, the Psalm, asks, why is it different than juice? So the Tshuva said, what's the kasha? Why don't you say by juice? By juice, you throw away the fruit and you only drink the juice. So it should be like beer. The answer is, the reason why beer is not a Baruch Pi Adama is because the liquid and the grain are two different things. I don't look at it that the liquid and the grain have anything to do with each other. The liquid is beer, and the grain is grain, which I throw out. So it's not a mashenkin by vegetable soup. So since I eat it with the vegetables, so it becomes connected. Now there's a chibur between the vegetables and the soup. It's a dover echad. They're my das to eat the vegetables is mechaber the vegetables with the soup, the vegetables with the liquid, and now it's one thing and it has a bracha Baruch Pi Adama. So that was pasha to the Rosh, that an apple and its juice, I don't need my das to make it into one thing. It's in one thing. Until I squeezed out the juice of it, it was a dover echad, it was an apple with the juice and all. So here, even if my das now is not going to separate, it doesn't make it into two things. Where are you talking about two things that are intrinsically separate? You have water and you have grain and you're making beer, or you have water and you have carrots and you're making soup. So there's a distinction in to what extent does the water become a dover echad with the grain? To what extent does the water become a dover echad with the vegetables? So there the Rosh says in the Tshuva, this is Sor, it's totally in das. If my das is eat the vegetables with the water, then my das is mechaber them and they become a v'ayol echad. And by the grain, and if I have grain and water, and my das is only to drink the water as beer, and I don't have any das to drink the grain, so there's nothing to be mechaber the water and the grain. So then it's water; it's not grain. But by juice, it was posted to the Rosh that even if I don't have any das, my das is just to drink the juice and not to eat the apple. But lechatchila was a dover echad. So here, my das is lemalei v'lemeri. What difference make if I have only das for the juice? But I don't need my das to make it into a dover echad. The apple and the juice is be'etzim a dover echad. So that was posted to the Rosh, at least in this kasha, that an apple and its juice are at least as much a dover echad as the soup and the water as the carrots and the soup. So maybe this is why tacos the juice only a shakal nivadvar? Why is it different than vegetable soup? So for that, the Rosh answers. So therefore, the Rosh has come onto a new answer. And the Rosh says that there's a difference in mitzias between vegetable soup and apple juice. Apple juice is taka less connected to the apple than vegetable soup is to the vegetables. Because vegetable soup has the taste of the vegetables. And apple juice doesn't have the taste of the apple. So therefore, there's a real mitzias. It's not a das difference. There's taka difference in mitzias. In other words, l'chatchila, the Rosh thought, all there is das. There are das distinctions. Beer, you have das for the water, and vegetable soup, you have das for the vegetables too. So he says, das, by an apple, who needs das? Who cares what my das is? The Ribbono Shel'Olam's das was to make it into one thing. The Ribbono Shel'Olam made apples with the juice together. So there it's one thing. You don't need my das to make it into one thing. It's one thing be'etzem. So now if I separate out, and I separate out the juice, but the juice was one thing with the apple. The same way even without my das, mitchilis briyosoi, the apple and the juice were one thing. So he doesn't understand what's the difference. What's the difference between vegetable soup and apple juice? The Rosh's teretz is that it's not a difference in das. There's a difference in mitzias between apple juice and vegetable soup. Vegetable soup, b'mitzias has the time of the vegetables. And apple juice, b'mitzias, doesn't have the time of the apples. So therefore, the apple juice is taka more separate from the apples than the vegetable soup is from the vegetables. That's why the Rosh needs that distinction as well. is a Torah, interesting Torah also. The Torah in Siman Reish Hei. So he brings this rush. First of all, he brings the rush. What's the difference in juice and vegetable soup? How come juice is shakel and vegetable soup is bari pi adama? And he says the chiluk of the rush, that yaisi yesh tam, that the vegetable soup has more tam of the vegetables than the juice has from the apples. Then later on in the same siman, the Torah writes that juice is shahakol because it's nishtana legreyasa. It's nishtana legreyasa. So the basic kelim ask, chayitz is steering tour. It's a steering tour. If the reason why juice is shahakol is because it's nishtana legreyasa, then that's an answer for vegetable soup. Vegetable soup is not necessarily nishtana legreyasa. Then Mr. Rashba answers the steer that way. The Rashba answers the steer, why is juice different than vegetable soup? The Rashba is not like the Rosh's Malach. The Rashba says that by juice, it's a little bit different, but he says, by juice, it's not so much the derech to make fruit into juice. You see, by truma, it's called the hefsa truma, to make the fruit, to take, you're not allowed to take truma and make it into juice, because you'll be mastered it. So there, it's not the derech. But by vegetables, the derech of vegetables is to make them into soup, to cook them up and eat them with the soup. Well, that's very similar to, maybe not exactly the same, but as this concept of Nishtana Legreyasa. So the kids here, it sounds like a steer in the tour. On the one end, the tour says, like the Rosh, that the difference between juice and soup is that juice, it doesn't really have so much taste from the apple. The juice has its own taste. Vegetable soup has the taste of the vegetables. And then the tour himself says that the reason why juice is shahakol is because it's Nishtana Legreyasa. Why does he need both things? Who needs the shadow of the grace? Juice is shackle, because it doesn't have the time of the priest. So why shouldn't it be shackle? Why shouldn't it be shackle? If it doesn't have the time of the pre, so then it's not a pre, and it by itself it's not a pre. So that's it. That's sufficient explanation unto itself. The answer is Poshut. There's two Nidoinim. Especially the way we explain the Rosh. There's two issues here. There's one issue when you have, let's say, vegetable soup, or juice for that matter. To what extent is the soup a dover echod with the vegetables? By shtokos, you make a bari pi adama. Why do you make a bari pi adama? So the Rosh explained in the Tshuva, because since you're planning to eat the vegetables too, people make vegetable soup for the vegetables also. So therefore, the way we explained the Pshat in the Rosh, so therefore it becomes a Dover Echad, it becomes a Tafshal Echad. I don't look at it as water and vegetables. I look at the whole thing as a vegetable soup, and the whole thing gets the Shem of vegetable soup, and therefore all of the different parts of it have the same Shem of vegetable soup, and they're all Bari Pi Adama. And by juice, it's not the way. By juice, they're not connected. I want to only drink the juice. I don't want to eat the pre. And even though organically the chora, the banishla made them together, but they're really two different things because the juice has its own taste and the water has its own and the pulp has its own taste. So they're not connected in the same way. So that's why by juice I don't say that the juice and the pulp are a dover echad. They're two different things. The juice doesn't have the taste of the pulp. It has its own taste, and therefore it's two different things. And it's not like vegetables. The vegetable soup is one thing. Then there's a second nidan, which is, why isn't the juice in itself a pre? After all, the juice also could be on a tree. And why is it any different than tirish v'yitzah? Tirish v'yitzah, I say that tirish v'yitzah itself is a pre. The olive oil itself is a pre. The wine is itself a pre. You're making it very pre, hagofen. You're making it very pre ha'etz. So what's the difference between tirish v'yitzah, the mishnah is mechalek, tirish v'yitzah has a shem, tirish v'yitzah has a shem pre. And other payers are called just called Zeya Ba'alma. According to Rabbi Shua, we had this where we passed it. So why is there a difference? Just like Tirish V'Yitzer also doesn't have the taste of the pulp. It has its own taste. But it itself is a fruit. The Tirish V'Yitzer, the oil and the wine, are a fruit. So why isn't the juice, why isn't the apple, I understand, the apple juice not a Dover Echad with the pulp. The apple is one thing and the juice is another thing. Where do you think the juice came from? The juice also grew on a tree. So why isn't the juice a bari pi'et mitzad atzmai? Why isn't it any different than tiras v'yitzer, which is a pre-mitzad atzmai? And then that's the shayla in Rishayim also. Rishayim over there in the sugya of Zeya Bahamad, Rishayim Taka asks, what's the difference between tiras v'yitzer, between olives and grapes, where the juice is considered to be a pre in its own right, and other fruit juices, where the juice is not considered to be a pre in its own right? So there's different halachim in Rishayim. Taisa says it's Xeris HaKosov. We went through this when we learned the sugya. Taisa says it's Xeris HaKosov. Gemara is Xeris HaKosov. The sugya in Chulin, Don Minov, Buki Basra, that this Xeris HaKosov, that Tirish V'Yitzer is considered to be a pre, because by Truma it talks about Tirish V'Yitzer, Dog and Tirish V'Yitzer, and other juices, and we have Hekesh from Truma to Bikurim and so other, and to Arla, and we learn that from there to Kala Terakula, that only Tirish V'Yitzer is a pre, and all other juices are not a pre. Xeris HaKosov, and end of story. That's how Taisa says. Other Rishonim learn. You know the Xeris HaKosov has a tam. There's a logic also behind the Xeris HaKosov. Here we have two Nuschos. The Rashba brings two Nuschos. He brings Bashem. The Rashba brings Bashem Rashi. The Rashba brings Bashem Rashi that by Tirish V'Yitzer, Rashi himself says, by Tirish V'Yitzer, it's not the Adai to the Hachi. They plant the grape for the juice, for the wine. They plant the olive for the oil. So that's what gives the oil a shempri. And other juices, when they plant apples, they plant it for the apple, not for the juice. So when they plant dates, they plant it for the dates, not for the juice. So therefore, the juice itself is only called the Zeya Balma. And B'Shem Taisus, he brings, the difference is that by Tirish V'Yitzer, it's Nishtani Luya. And by other fruit juices, Nishtana Ligreyasa. So where is Nishtana Liluya? The wine is better than the grape. So then that's the Ikar HaPri. Or the olive oil is better than the olive. So that's the Ikar HaPri. But the other juices, the apple is better than the apple juice. So the Ikar HaPri is the apple, not the apple juice. So the juice doesn't have a Shem Pri in its own right. So I think the Torah holds like this Rashba B'Shem Taisus. That the difference between Tirish V'Yitzer and other Meperas is that Tirish V'Yitzer is Nishtana Liluya, and other Meperis is Nishtana Ligreyasa, and that's what the Torah says. The Torah says, why is Meperis a shakel? Because it's Nishtana Ligreyasa. Now, there's no steer in the Torah. Again, the steer in the Torah was that in the one place the Torah says that, in the same Simon, there in Simon Reishay, that in one place the Torah says that the reason why apple juice is only shakel is because it's Nishtana Ligreyasa. The apple was better than the apple juice. The apple is more chashuv than the apple juice. And then the Rashba himself, the Torah himself later brings the Rosh, or earlier, okay, which one he says first? He brings the Rosh that the difference between juice and soup is that by soup, the soup gets the time of the soup has the time of the carrots, but by juice, the juice doesn't have the time of the apples. So why does he need these two different reasons? He has like two reasons why apple juice is shackled. One is that it's the shana lebreisa, and the other is because it's not makabel time from the apple. It's different than vegetable soup that's makabel time from the carrots. So why does he need these two reasons? The answer is partial, because it's two different issues. There's two separate issues. One issue is, why is the juice not a pre-mitzad atzmai? Why is it any different than oil and wine? Oil and wine are a pre-mitzad atzmai. So the juice also grew on a tree. So the juice should be called a pre. The juice also pre-aids. Which is the kashya that the Rishonim ask, what's the difference between Tirish V'Yitzer and other Meperis? Why is Tirish V'Yitzer called pre-aids? And other Meperis are called the Zeya Balma. So again, Taish said it's Xeris HaKosov, and the Rosh and Rashi said because it's not the Adai Tadachi, and the Tur says, which is what the Rashi says, B'Shem Taish says, that the difference is that apple juice is Nishtana L'Greyasa, and Tirish V'Yitzer is Nishtana L'Iluya. So a fruit that's Nishtana L'Iluya, where the juice is better than the fruit, then the juice is the Ikar HaPri, and where the juice is worse than the fruit, then the Pri is the Ikar HaPri, and the juice is not the Ikar HaPri. So the juice Mitzad Atzmai is only a Zeyab Alman and Shah. That's that Tur. Then the Tur has a different issue. Even if I say that the juice mitzad atzmai is not a pre, but the water that you cook the carrots in is also not a pre mitzad atzmai. The water came from the tap. It didn't go on a tree. It grew in my faucet. So it's not. So why do you make a bari piadoma on vegetable soup? The answer is because when you cook it together, it becomes a dover echad. It becomes a tafshil. It becomes a dover echad with the vegetables, and it becomes one. And the bracha of the vegetables applies to the soup as well. So why do you say the same thing by juice? The answer is because the water is makabel tam from the vegetables, so that you that anneals them together, unites them together, that the carrots, the nice and tam, into the soup. So it becomes a dover echad, and it has a bracha bari piadoma, because it's a tafshul of vegetables. It's a maya de simka, a maya de shalki, and so on. But by juice, the juice doesn't have, the apple juice doesn't have the tam of the apples. So therefore, there's nothing to connect them. There's a physical difference between the unity of the vegetable soup with the soup, and the unity which does exist, and the unity of the apples with the apple juice. The unity of the apples with the apple juice is not really unity, because the one doesn't have time from the other. So the vegetable soup with the vegetables are more united than the apple juice with the apple. So therefore, the vegetable soup, the vegetables give their bracha to the soup, but the apples don't give their bracha to the juice. That's what those are the two tours. So again, one need is, why doesn't the juice have its own bracha berpeis? Like Tirish V'yitzer, the answer to the Stein Al-Gres. The second Eden is, why didn't the apples give their bracha to the juice, the way the carrots give the bracha to the soup? The answer is no, because the carrots are nice and time in the soup, so they give the bracha to the soup. But the apples aren't nice and time into the juice, so the apple can't give its bracha to the juice. And the juice we said, Atzma, is a Zeyah Be'am. That's the pshat in the Torah. One more nekuda, and then we'll stop. Going back to the difference between vegetable soup on the one end, that's berei piadoma, and apple juice on the other end, which is shakal. So we saw now at length the sheet of the Rosh, that the difference is that the vegetables give their time to the vegetable give time to the water, so therefore it's a dover echot, since you're planning to eat them all together anyway, so it's a dover echot. It's not like beer where you're not going to eat them together. Like that's why we have three different things to feed the Rosh. We have the beer where the grain does give time to the water, but since I'm not planning to eat the grain at all, it can't give its bracha to the water, because the water is a dover b'fnei the atzmei. But by the vegetable soup, the vegetables give their time to the water, and you're going to eat the vegetables too. So it becomes one big tafshil of vegetables. And the whole thing becomes berei piadom. Now we have juice. By juice, there's no nesinas time at all. The apple does not give its time to the juice at all. So therefore, those are considered the apple and the juice are separate. And therefore, the juice misad atzma is not a pre, because it's nistana of the graces of the tour, or other reasons why it's not like Tirish V'yitzer that we find in Rishayim. And therefore, the apple juice is shakal nivadvar. That's the mahalach of the Rosh. The Rashbis is a different mahalach. The Rashbis says the difference between juice and vegetable soup is that vegetables, it's normal to make them into soup. And apples are not normal, it's not normal to make them into juice. The derech is to make vegetables into soup. So the soup, therefore, is berei piadoma. And it's not the derech to make apples into juice. So therefore, the bracha is only shakal near the dvar. If a sex of this big nachmin alacha, the place can point out. If you the Rashba, if you have fruit that it is the derech to make it into juice, then the bracha will be berei piadoma. If you the Rosh, it's not true, even if it's the derech. But the apples don't give but the pre doesn't give its time to the juice. So the juice is still a zeyah ba'alma. Unless you say that if it's the derech, it becomes like Tirish V'yitzer. But that's totally in all the different sheets. What's special about Tirish V'yitzer? Is it exactly kosov? Is it because it's not the adaita dochi? Is it because it's nishtana liluya? Like then we would go into, we would have to go through that part of the flowchart. Akapanim shalachamol. Again, the Rashba says the difference in vegetable soup and juice has to do with derech. If the derech is to make it by vegetables, it's the derech to make it into soup. So it's bari piadoma. By apples, it's not the derech to make it into juice. So therefore, the bracha is. Bracha is shah. That's the Rashba. So the Chayra, the Chayra Rashba, so what is the Kasha? The Chayra Rashba, the Rashba himself has a whole explanation why is juice, the Rashba, the sugya of juice, of Zeyab Alma, over there in Amiches, the Rashba talks about why is Tirish V'yitzer different than other juices? What's so special about Tirish V'yitzer? And I told you, he brings from Rashi, because it's not the Dr. Dochri, and he brings from Tosis, and it's Nishtani Liluya. What's his kasha? It's certainly the derech to make grapes into wine. turned into the derech to make olives into olive oil. Well, if it's the derech to make it into juice, then it's like vegetable soup. So Dayenu, like, what does he need? We don't need any special thing of Tirsh V'Yitzar. Even like it's hard to steer in the Rashba. The Rashba, on the one hand, when he says, what's the difference between soup and juice? The Rashba says, well, because vegetable soup is the derech to make vegetables into soup. And juice is not the derech to make fruit into juice. So if you have a fruit that is the derech to make it into juice, then it'll be like vegetable soup. It'll be bar peyes. So then when the Rashba himself, though, when he talks about, like, what's the difference between the other juices and Tirsh V'Yitzar, so he says, because not the Adayta Dachi, or because it's nishtan liluya. Why didn't you just say, because it's a derech to make the grapes and the olives into wine and the oil. So, and once it's a derech, it's no different than vegetable soup. So I think behechach you have to say that in the chrami, it's haynu hach. That when the Rashba says that it's the derech to make vegetables into vegetable soup, what he means is that therefore it becomes like Tirsh V'Yitzar. It plugs into what he said by Tirsh V'Yitzar. Tirsh V'Yitzar is not the Dayt Adochi, B'Shem Rashi, or it's a Milus, Nishtani Liluya. So he's saying the same things by vegetable soup. By vegetable soup, since it's the derech to make vegetables into vegetable soup. So he's Makatzer, but he means, and therefore it becomes like Tirsh V'Yitzar. It becomes not the Dayt Adochi, or it becomes, we call it Nishtani, it's Nishtani Liluya, because that's the thing that everybody wants to do with vegetables is to make them into vegetable soup. That's what they're for, that's what they're planted for, and that's how that's the optimum use of them. Nechanami. I think it's mukhach in the Rashba that the din of vegetable soup is the same din as Tirsh V'Yitzar. It's the same din as Tirsh V'Yitzar. That since this is the primary way to make vegetables, this is the thing to do with vegetables, with silk and so, this is the thing to do with them, so therefore it has the bracha bari piyadama, and that's exactly how by Tirsh V'Yitzar. Since it's the derech to make zaysim v'anovim into Tirsh V'Yitzar, so therefore it's called, so it has a, It has the bracha bar peyetz. It's called the pri. It comes out. It's an interesting thing. It comes out l'chayra in the cheshbon that a new machlekes in havana between the Rosh and the Rashba. The feeder Rosh, Tirsh V'Yitzar and vegetable soup are two different worlds. Vegetable soup is bari piyadama because it has tam from the vegetables. It absorbs the tam of the vegetables. That's what makes it into bari piyadama. That's what makes it one thing with the vegetables. Again, on condition that you eat it together with the vegetables. It's made to be eaten together with the vegetables. So that's it in a vegetable soup. And that's not true by any juice, because juice does not have the tam of the pri. So juice is really organically separate from the pri. It's not mechuber with the pri. So why is Tirsh V'Yitzar? Why is Tirsh V'Yitzar bari piyadama? Must be because it's a primitzar atzma, because Tirsh V'Yitzar, oil and wine are a primitzar atzma, because it's nishtan aliluyo, because that's the ikra pri, or not the daita dochi, or xeris akosuv, whatever the various reasons why Tirsh V'Yitzar are special. Tirsh V'Yitzar are special, they're a primitzar atzma. So it's two different worlds. Shlokas is a pri, because in Kabbal tam from the vegetables, so it's a dover echel with the vegetables. And Tirsh V'Yitzar is a pri, because it's a primitzar atzma, because it has the status of Tirsh V'Yitzar. Sheikin Lefi, the Rashba L'chara comes out that the din of vegetable soup is the same din as the din of Tirsh V'Yitzar. That the din of vegetables are the same din as Tirsh V'Yitzar. That wherever it's the primary derech to turn it into a liquid, either by making it into soup or by and I suppose giving time to the soup, but by making it into soup or by becoming Tirsh V'Yitzar. So then the liquid has a shempri. You know, Lefid Rashba comes out that the din of Tirsh V'Yitzar is l'chayr a dover echad with the din of vegetable soup. Maybe Tirsh V'Yitzar itself is because it's in Kabbal tam from the pri. But since it's a derech written in Kabbal tam from the pri, so it has a bracha, bari peyetz. Yeah.
Would we were back in that Rashba that he would say that you're able to extend the svara? Stuff like that.
Right.
Derabanan, would he say that these make peros, that they get derabanan, that they're chayav in shuma, and all of those things would follow?
Maybe. You mean meishlokas?
Meishlokas, right.
Meishlokas be chayav in shuma. Yeah, maybe. Chayav should come out. So there's a guy, I want to, there's a guy, maybe it has to do with this. Very sure guy. We saw once upon a time the Ram about sugar. So we talked a lot about the machlekes and ga'inim, but the Ram brings the sugar bayer pri'etz or sugar bayer pri'adama. That was the meeting by the sugar slap. But the Ram himself holds it's neither a bayer pri'etz nor is it a bayer pri'adama. It's zeya ba'almet shach. What's the machlekes? The ga'inim held that sugar is a pri. They argue if it's a pri'etz or pri'adama, whatever that argument is about. But they agree that it's a pri. And the Ram says, no, it's not a pri, it's a zeya ba'alma. So b'pshutoi, I would say, what's the machlekes toli in? It's toli in, what's the difference between juice and tirish v'yitzah? The Ram held, like Tosis, that tirish v'yitzah is exactly that custom that it's a pri. But all other juices are a zeya ba'alma. So sugar juice, sugar cane juice is like all other juices, it's a zeya ba'alma, so it's not a pri. And why is it any different than vegetable soup? So we'll say like the Rosh, because you know, it's not makabel tam from the cane, it has its own tam, so it's not like vegetable soup. The goyim on the other end held. The goyim on the other end held. Probably held one of two things. Either they held that since it's which may be amount to the same thing. Either they held that it is tirish v'yitzah, because what makes something tirish v'yitzah is it's not the adaita d'hochi, or that it's the derech like the Rashba brings from Rashi and Tosfos. So sugar cane also the sugar is not the adaita d'hochi and it's the derech, so it has the status of tirish v'yitzah. Or since it's the derech, maybe it has the status of soup like the Rashba, that what makes soup a berev yadoma is that it's the derech to make it into soup. Which is maybe ayin lach, if I say lefi the Rashba, that the din of soup is the din of tirish v'yitzah. So that's chayv b'pshuta. That would be, we have now a little bit of havana in this machlekes about sugar. The nekudas machlekes, it depends on all of these issues. It depends on the issue that the rabbim held that it's not tirish v'yitzah, because there's exact tirish v'yitzah, there's exact kalsim. It's not like vegetable soup, we'll say, because it's not, it's like the Rosh. The vegetable soup is makabel tam from the vegetables, but here it's not makabel tam from the vegetables. It's not makabel tam from the cane. It has its own tam. Also, because you throw away the pulp, you don't eat it with the pulp. So we have that the tshuvas harosh. That's the Rambam. And the other end, the goyim would say that it is a pri adoma, whatever it is, but it is a pri. That's they hold one of two things: either that it's takat tirish v'yitzah. Because what makes tirish v'yitzah special is not the adaita d'ochi, or that's the nishtan eliluya. So this is nishtan eliluya, and it's not the adaita d'ochi. So it's tirish v'yitzah. Or alternatively, that is like meshlokas, like the Rashba's have under meshlokas. That the difference between juice and meshlokas is that juice is not the derech, and meshlokas is the derech. Well, sugar cane is the derech, so since it's the derech, it's like meshlokas. In Pitzer, it'll depend. We know where there's different ways we could go, but it'll depend on these issues. There's a very strange goin. The goin in Simon Reish Beis Siftes Vav, the Shulchan Aruch brings the Rambam that sugar is shakol. So the goin says it's like the Rashba. The Rambam is like the Rashba. What do you mean the Ram is like the Rashba? The Ram is, okay, it's exactly not like the Rashba. The Fi the Rashba, what makes Tirish V'yitzah special is that it's not the Adaita D'Hochi or Nishtan Elilu. sugar cane, sugar juice fits that bill, so it should be Tirish V'yitzah. The Fi the Rashba, what makes vegetable soup the Bari Piyadoma is because it's a derech to make vegetables into vegetable soup. Well, sugar juice fits that bill too. So Faket, the Goyim are like the Rashba. What does the guy mean that the Rambam is like the Rashba? The Rambam has nothing to do with the Rashba. Finally, that is an open question. We'll see if we'll revisit it tomorrow or not. Fine. So tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. So that's Q&A. But tomorrow, I want to go back to the next Gemara. Maybe we'll revisit this guy. I'm not sure. But otherwise, we're going to. Regardless, I want to go on to the next Gemara of Hasatum of the car.
See the rush. See the car. You see the rush and the places are rush. And I see places are good. Also, it would have that.